Lie back and get comfortable. Loosen your clothes. And take a breath. And notice your thinking, just notice what's on your mind that you need to change it or judge it. Notice your feelings, your emotions. And notice your physical sensations. And notice your breath. And allow your breath to deepen. And bring all your attention to my voice. I want you to imagine that there's a beautiful, healing, soft white light above your head, pulsating with your breath. And I want you to imagine that that white light is now starting to flow down in through the top of your head. As it enters through the top of your head, it relaxes the muscles in your scalp, moves down and relaxes the muscles in your face, relaxing your jaw, relaxing all the little muscles around your eyes. And the white light of relaxation just fills up your head, relaxing your brain, making your mind silent, and moving down into your neck and your shoulders, relaxing your neck, relaxing your shoulders, just allowing the white light of relaxation to now move down into your chest. Allowing your breath to deepen. Moving down into your arms, through your shoulders, into your forearms, your wrists, and your hands. And you notice the white light of relaxation just relaxes all those muscles. Notice your breath deepening even more. Notice it moving down through your upper back, down through the top of your spine. Just relaxing and opening those muscles, moving down into your lower back and your lower spine. Relaxing and opening those muscles. And the white light of relaxation just moves into your belly and just completely fills up your torso. Allowing your belly to relax and fall. Your breath to deepen. And it moves down into your hips and your pelvis. Your cock, your balls. It's relaxing. And you notice wherever the white light has relaxed muscles now that there's just a distinctly pleasurable feeling as it moves down into your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles and your feet. Just noticing how your entire body is now filled with the white light of relaxation. And with every breath, you go deeper and deeper into trance, into relaxation. Just allowing all your muscles to relax even further. Attention even becoming more fixated on my voice. Noticing now that my voice creates a pleasurable sensation in your body, that you're able to feel the vibration of my voice in your body, and that it feels so good to listen to my words, to obey their commands. Just allowing my voice to become your thoughts. Allowing my voice to become your thoughts. Allowing my voice to become your thoughts. Allowing the white light of relaxation to bring you to an even deeper level of rest. Deeper level of hypnosis, deeper level of trance. Starting to notice that the white light that fills your body is now starting to give you a sense of weightlessness, a sense you're floating. Allowing your sense of your body now to just start to fade away. So all there is the white light. And all there is my voice. And the pleasurable vibrations that you feel when you listen to my voice. I want you to imagine that you're walking in a beautiful forest. On a warm day, feeling so relaxed, feeling so good. Noticing the smells of the forest. Noticing the sounds. Noticing the feeling of the ground under your feet. And as you walk, your mind just becomes more and more still. More and more carefree. In fact, as you walk, your sense of your current life just completely fades into the background, and all there is this beautiful forest and my voice. And you start to notice just a joyful sense of freedom of being in the forest. Being in this beautiful place of nature, listening to my voice, allowing my voice to guide you on an adventure. And you start to notice that the trail that you're walking on is starting to slowly go uphill. And you have a sense that you're going someplace really important. Someplace fun, someplace sexual, but you You can't remember where it is. It's just out of your memory. But you know something wonderful is going to happen there. And you start to feel a sense of arousal, even thinking about what might happen in this wonderful place that you're walking to. And pretty soon you reach a fence. And there's a gate. And you notice that there's a place to stop. A place for you to stop and sit down and take off your shoes. And to take off all your clothes and fold them neatly. Set them on a box next to the gate, and you notice that there's another set of shoes, another set of clothes, of men's clothing. And you feel a little thrill of arousal at thinking about who you might meet. You take your clothes off. Find yourself starting to get an erection, even starting to leak pre-cum at the thought who you might meet on the other side of the gate. You open the gate and start to walk up the trail, and it now seems to be moving up a steeper hill, and you start to hear water off in the distance. Keep walking, feeling aroused. You reach the crest of the hill, and you look down, and there's a little dip. There's a whole beautiful hot springs, beautiful rocks, clear water, steam. There's a beautiful, attractive man sitting in the water, staring at you. And you immediately feel a intense sexual charge. He looks so familiar, and yet you can't quite place him. Start to head down trail towards the hot springs. And pretty soon you're at the edge of the hot springs, and there's just an area where you can start to slowly walk into the water. And you see the man directly across you on the other side of the spring, watching you. Smiling. You put one foot in the water, put the other foot in the water, just noticing how good the water feels. You take another step and the water starts to move up to your calves. And just noticing that the water feels a little tingly. It feels like there's some kind of energy in it, like almost like it's electrified a little bit. And you notice that the feeling of electrification feels erotic somehow. You notice that your dick is getting even harder, and that your whole body now is starting to feel pleasurable tingling all over. You take another step and the water comes up over your knees. Now the sense of sexual charge gets even stronger. You take another step. Then you put your hands in the water and you're just amazed that your hands feel like they're just, the sexual energy is flowing out of the water into your hands, that it's flowing into your calves, starting to flow up your thighs. You take another step, allowing the water to move up over your thighs, and then it touches your cock and balls. There's an electric charge. It feels like an orgasm that starts. You start to feel that sense of an orgasm starting to move deep down. You take another step, putting your hands deeper in the water. And that feeling of an orgasm starts to spread into your cock and your balls, starts to move out and down your thighs. You take another step, and that erotic, orgasmic energy is now starting to move up into your abdomen, into your ass. You're starting to feel it in your prostate. You take another step, and you look over at the man sitting across from you. And he's staring at you with a beautiful smile. You start to realize that this erotic energy is coming from him, and it's being conducted in the water. Take another step. The water moves up over your abdomen, up to your nipples. Now that feeling of an orgasm is starting to spread into your chest. You're starting to feel it in your nipples. It's spreading down into your thighs, all the way into your feet. You're feeling it in the palms of your hands. You take another step, and the water moves up to the top of your shoulders. And the feeling of an orgasm is now spreading into your lungs. The most intense pleasure you've ever felt. You start to realize that you're having an orgasm, that you don't seem to be ejaculating, but that your body is starting to twitch and move like it's having an orgasm, moving up to your throat. And then you realize as you continue to walk towards a man, you're not going any deeper, but the water's staying right at your neck. And as you get closer to the man, the erotic energy gets stronger and stronger. You're about 10 feet away from him. And that orgasmic erotic energy is radiating out of him through the water, and now you're feeling it in your body. Now it's starting to pulse up into your head. You're starting to feel it in your third eye and in your brain. And you take another step, and the orgasmic erotic energy is now moving up your spine, all the way up through the back of your head into your brain. You notice you're feeling a pleasurable orgasmic sensation in your brain. And as that sensation strengthens, brain starts to get quieter, quieter. You start to feel more and more still and blank. As all that you hear is the sound of my voice, all that you feel is that pleasure in every single cell of your body. And now your eyes are locked on the eyes of the man in front of you. And the way that he's sitting, you're able to see just the tip of his hard cock out of the water. And suddenly your vision gets fixated and transfixed on his hard cock. Continue to walk. As you get closer to him, your mind becomes more and more blank. Your body becomes more and more ecstatic. Now you feel as if you're having the longest orgasm you've ever had, except you're feeling it in your hands, you're feeling it in your chest, you're feeling it in your feet and your legs, you're feeling it in your brain. as you get closer to him and you stare deeply into his eyes, everything starts to fade away except this intense feeling of pleasure. Everything starts to fade away except the tip of his cock out of the water and his eyes and that smile. And as you get closer and closer, you start to realize that this voice that you're listening to, that it's him that's speaking, that he's drawing you to him, that I am him. That this voice is the source of this intense, intense pleasure. And the more you listen to the voice, the deeper you look into his eyes, the more complete the pleasure becomes in your brain. And the more still, the more peaceful, the more ecstatic you become. Continue to walk as you start to get closer. You start to, the whole area gets shallower. You start to walk out of the water now, still looking in his eyes, still feeling the blank orgasmic pleasure in your brain, feeling the orgasmic sensation in your body. And it continues to get even stronger, even stronger. Now feeling the actual sensation of an orgasm spreading throughout your entire body, feeling it in the palms of your hands. And as you get closer, he looks from your eyes to his cock. And you know what he wants from you. And he stands up. As you get closer, you get down on your knees, and the water still up to above his knees. And all your attention gets fixated on his cock. Most beautiful cock you've ever seen, and you realize the source of all this pleasure, all this incredible pleasure that you're feeling is coming out of his cock. You look up at him and he smiles, and you know you have only one purpose, and that's to give pleasure to this man, for just for all the pleasure he's giving you. And your mouth slowly starts to move towards his cock. And as your lips wrap around his cock, the pleasure in your body and your brain intensifies even more. And you start ejaculating and ejaculating, except it doesn't stop. It just continues and gets stronger. You can taste his pre-cum, and it's the most wonderful thing you've ever tasted. Most wonderful thing you've ever tasted. And you can feel his pre-cum as it enters your body, completely taking you over, moving into every single cell of your body. And as you start to suck, as all your attention becomes fixated on the feeling of his cock in your mouth, you start to suck. Everything in you becomes devoted to his cock, to his pleasure. And it's the most wonderful sensation you've ever had, just to suck on his cock. To suck. To suck. As you suck, you can taste and feel the pre-cum running out of his cock. Most wonderful, the perfect size. His cock fits perfectly in your mouth. And you realize that this is your purpose. This is why you were born, to service this man, to service this voice. And as you suck and service this cock, the pleasure grows. And you start to realize that you and his cock are now connected, that you're bonded. His cock belongs in your mouth, and that whenever you suck on his cock, you feel pleasure. You feel intense pleasure in every single cell of your body. And all your awareness goes to just pleasuring him. And as you suck, you can feel his cock responding. You can feel the pleasure radiating out of him. And you know now that he's feeling the same intense pleasure that you are. That you're both bonded in it, and you suck, and you suck, and you suck. And as you suck, you can feel his power, his erotic power. That you're sucking it out of his cock into your body. That it's making you powerful. It's giving you more pleasure. You suck, and you suck. You feel the power and the energy coming out of his cock into your body. Feel it lighting you up. And with every suck, you feel more and more bonded, more and more connected. More and more devoted. Knowing that whatever this man wants from you, you will give him, you will obey mindlessly, instantly, allowing his words to become your thoughts. And as you suck and as you submit completely, giving yourself totally to him, totally to his pleasure for your pleasure. As you start to sense his cock swell, you start to sense his orgasm building, and you continue to suck, now feeling that erotic intensity as it starts to explode out of him, exploding into you, making your pleasure even more intense. And in that intensity, as you suck down his semen, his essence, as his essence flows into you, you know you now are one, that the submission is complete. You are his slave, that you are here for his pleasure. And by giving him pleasure, by obeying him, by allowing his voice to become your thoughts, you will feel the most intense power and pleasure that you've ever felt. And as you swallow the semen and feel the power of it into your body, feel it transforming you, feeling it turning you into his cocksucking slave. You will live for this experience. You live for the pleasure that you get by servicing him. And then you start to notice. You start to notice. You start to notice that he's the one that's speaking. That this is his voice. This is my voice. That you and I are bonded in this way. You and I are connected in this way. And you notice that it feels so good. It feels feels so right. You feel so erotically charged by it. And then when you listen to my voice and allow my voice to become your thoughts, that your own sense of self falls away. You come back to this feeling of erotic intensity and connection and oneness. And whenever you hear me say cock-sucking slave, you'll come back to this sense. Whenever you hear me say cock-sucking slave, you'll come back to this sense of erotic arousal and connection, obedience. Whenever you hear me say cock-sucking slave, you'll come back to this sense of arousal and obedience. Now, he tells you to stand up and turn around and make your way back. And you do that, you automatically obey, you separate. Let his cock fall out of your mouth. Stand up, you turn around. Start to make your way back through the warm, erotically charged water. Knowing that he's here, that you'll be able to come back to him. That you're connected and bonded now to this voice, to this man. And you start to notice the sound of my voice. Start to notice how you're sitting. Notice your body as it is. And allow yourself to start to move. Moving your feet. Moving your hands. Count to five, you'll come out of trance, come back into yourself, knowing that you can always come back to this tape and listen to it again as you become conditioned to my voice, to my commands, to my energy. So one, starting to move your body, two, move it a little bit more, three, moving it more, four, really opening your eyes now. Five, allowing yourself to completely wake up out of trance.